though I don't think you'll find many ladies of that kind in a Charlie Chaplin film. It brings in a family audience. You may be wrong there, Constable. In the time that I've been standing here, I've seen two or three women slipping in there alone. Cinemas lure in unaccompanied females of questionable morality. And here's another one, he added with a note of censure, that proves my point. An attractive, well-dressed woman in her 20s was hurrying towards the cinema. When she entered the foyer, she paused to check the time before buying herself a ticket. The policeman shook his head.
You're mistaken there, sir, he said. In a job like mine, you learn to pick out prostitutes at a glance, and she is certainly not one of them. You're being very unkind to her. She's a respectable young lady who simply come to watch a film.
The woman in question handed her ticket to the usherette and was shown to a seat in the back row. She immediately removed her hat and put it on the seat beside her in order to reserve it. A newsreel was flickering up on the screen, but she paid no heed to the information that appeared in large capital letters. Like everyone else there, all she was waiting for was The Floorwalker, the latest film starring Charlie Chaplin. Once it was on,